Our High Calling. Blessings for Those Who Ask. May 3rd. Ye have not, because ye ask not. James 4, 2. The grace of Christ we cannot do without. We must have help from above if we resist the manifold temptations of Satan and escape his devices. Amid the prevailing darkness, we must have light from God to reveal the traps and gins of error, or we shall be ensnared. We should improve the opportunity for prayer, both in secret and around the family altar. Many need to learn how to pray. When we, in humility, tell the Lord our wants, the Spirit itself makes intercession for us. As our sense of need causes us to lay bare our souls before the all-searching eye of omnipotence, our earnest, fervent prayers enter within the veil. Our faith claims the promises of God, and help comes to us. Prayer is both a duty and a privilege. We must have help which God alone can give, and that help will not come unasked. If we are too self-righteous to feel our need of help from God, we shall not have His help when we need it most. If we are too independent and self-sufficient to throw ourselves daily by earnest prayer upon the merits of a crucified and risen Savior, we shall be left subject to Satan's temptations. Earnest, sincere prayer would bring strength and grace to resist the powers of darkness. God wants to bless. He is more willing to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him than our parents to give good gifts to their children. But many do not feel their need. They do not realize that they can do nothing without the help of Jesus. I have been shown angels of God all ready to impart grace and power to those who feel their need of divine strength. But these heavenly messengers will not bestow blessings unless solicited. They have waited for the cry from souls hungering and thirsting for the blessing of God. Often have they waited in vain. There were indeed casual prayers, but not the earnest supplication from humble, contrite hearts. Those who would receive the blessing of the Lord must themselves prepare the way, by confession of sin, by humiliation before God, with true penitence, and with faith in the merits of the blood of Christ.